It's been a tumultuous week for journalism in Alabama. On Tuesday, Advance Publications fired 400 people at the Birmingham News, Birmingham Magazine, Huntsville Times, Mobile Press Register, and their affiliate website, AL.com. And yesterday, news broke that Alabama Public Television has fired two top executives, possibly because they refused to air controversial religious programs. Joining us to sort through all of it is longtime newspaperman and Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So first, the layoffs at the News. They're part of the shifting focus of the newspaper from a print publication to a digital one. John, Tuesday had to be really incredibly difficult for you.
It was difficult for so many people across Alabama and New Orleans, as people know. And the day after was almost as bad, I think, as it kind of set in. We're going to have to get used to this new world going forward and see what it means day by day, because many of us don't know what exactly it does mean.
Several longtime reporters lost their jobs, and with them goes a whole lot of institutional memory. These are folks that have covered state and local politics for a long time. They know the players. They understand the issues in a really deep way. What kind of void is that going to leave?
Well, I should say that many of them, most of them, I believe, have been asked to reapply for jobs, either their own jobs or another set of jobs that are going to be made available. So out of that 400 that are gone in various areas, others will be coming back in some of those. So I have hope that some of the skill and memory and intelligence that is currently looking at being unemployed will somehow find a way back in, that that they will apply for jobs is a question, and that they get them is another one.
Because they have to be asking themselves, you know, hey, I was not one who was immediately retained. Do I really want to stay?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of hurt feelings out there, and justifiably so, when you dedicate your career to something you think is valuable and important, and you value your own work. You want to feel like it's valued by others.
Kyle Whitmire from Birmingham for Weld said yesterday, you know, this is, and I'm maybe taking these words slightly wrong, but like the death of watchdog journalism, essentially. He said, you know, the Birmingham News obviously is the organization that's there to make sure that Jefferson County Commission is doing what it should be doing, that the Birmingham School Board is doing what it should be doing, and that this leaves a huge void. Do you see it that way?
It is. It's too early for me to tell. I mean, I fear that, of course, as anyone does looking at the changes. But I hear them also say that we will value that in a way, and we will hire the best people back to do that. I mean, clearly we're going to have to do it. And when I say we, I mean the newspaper/digital business is going to have to find a way to do that in a different way than we've really done it in the past. I would say reports of death may be premature, but we need to work. Whoever's left needs to work diligently to make sure that that's a priority.
Do you have a sense yet of the editorial direction of the new digitally focused venture?
I don't. I know. I can tell based on who is left that there will be some struggles. But I am told that there's effort to get more good people in so that we can have a shot.
Cindy Martin, the president and CEO of AL.com, and she's going to be the head of this new digital venture, Alabama Media Group, met with staff yesterday. What did she say to folks?
Pretty much the same thing she told you on the show a few weeks back, that it was really just sort of a get to know each other and to reassure people that, you know, as we go toward the web, we won't be looking just at bikinis and dog parades, I think she said, but those things that help facilitate or help enable us to do more important styles of journalism, which we've heard along the way, and we try to get our hand around, and we hope it's true.
We should say that you still have your job. You were asked to stay, but you have a new job title, local buzz reporter, I think is the title. What does that mean, and do you put that on your resume?
I was offered a job. Yes, I don't know, because I haven't been exactly explained what that means, and we'll have to have some talks about that.
Okay. Not a lot of time left, but we do have another developing story buried in the news of the newspaper layoffs on Tuesday. Alabama Public Television fired longtime executive director Alan Pizzotto and his number two. There are reports that they were let go because of their refusal to air a controversial DVD series produced by a conservative evangelical minister. What do you make of this situation?
Well, I mean, initially, and I don't know a whole lot about their situation internally, but initially, it just looks like there's another example of sort of meddling in newsrooms that has the ability to prevent the independent reporting of news and news judgment, and I fear that's another bit of damage to Alabama.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. John appears here on Morning Edition each Thursday. You can find more coverage of the layoffs at the Birmingham News and other newspapers and of the situation at Alabama Public Television on our website, wbhm.org, and on our Facebook page.